Good morning and welcome to the midweek podcast, Coffee with Ann. Cold and rainy, just what you would expect this time of year. Something rich and hot to drink is really appreciated, and I hope you are enjoying your choice. I've been through a spell where I gave into the feeling that I couldn't handle anything else. The radiation and getting through it seemed to take over my focus. Now, that is over, and I am more myself, my focus seems to have jumped to preparing for the couple of small gatherings with friends at my house to share some time at Christmas. For me, that means the house being Christmassy and warm and welcoming. A Martha thing, I guess. A story we are all probably very familiar with, Luke 10:38-42. Now, as they were traveling along, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Since the day after Thanksgiving, I have been working on getting the house ready for the Christmas gathering. You know, it takes a lot of time to decorate trees, mantel, tables, getting all the fall picked up and put away. All the days have passed and the first gathering looms ahead. I find myself fretting over getting it all done so the house is warm and Christmassy. Not a word I found out, but you know what I mean. Of course, other aspects of life have to be tended to besides putting the last touches on the tree or the centerpiece on the table. I take pleasure in the Christmas atmosphere myself. But like Martha, I want to be perceived as a good hostess. After all, Jesus and his companions would appreciate some refreshment and food. I perceive the way the story is told, Martha didn't know when enough was enough. Man, does it all make me feel related to Martha. The busy, busy sister preparing for Jesus' visit, while Mary does the better thing, sitting at Jesus' feet, listening. I keep asking myself, why is it this way? I would rather be sitting at Jesus' feet, listening, than running around making sure everything is in its place and all the red and green things and the white and color lights are in place. But hospitality can be a bit tricky. Truth be told, I don't think the folks I'm hosting are concerned about the table centerpiece, etc. It's me. I get so tied up in the house being Christmas pretty that I let it take over my time and my thoughts. The problem is, I don't know when enough is enough. I think that might have been Martha's problem too. And Jesus said to her and to me, "Ann, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things." In the mix of all this, I went to Home Depot to get a couple of poinsettias. Home Depot, the center of all things for Christmas yard decorations. The blow-up lawn decorations keep getting larger every year. And there are examples of all the characters. Santa, reindeer, with and without lights, in combination and standalone. The Grinch, along with Disney characters, are definitely part of the display. All these up high on shelves all along the area and on the floor, along with every type, size, color of lights and other necessary paraphernalia. Overwhelmed, I felt. And then I saw the lone representation of why Christmas even is. Amidst all the fantasy, there it was, a nativity, all lit up with bright lights. All I could think of was, thank goodness. And I told myself, Anne, get your priorities straight. All that really matters is an atmosphere of nurturing the love of God, the Savior, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for continually teaching us what is really important in this life, fitting life into our relationship, our time with the Jesus, our Lord, whose entry into this world we celebrate every December 25th. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours with a joyful Christmas.